There are pearls and then there are pearls. Those that were there for you during life's most painful moments, from the loss of a loved one to a financial constraint, a terminal illness to a victim of crime. They were there for you when tragedy brought you to your knees. This Ramadan, Radio Islam brings you the Pillar of Strength Tribute Campaign, a campaign that pays tribute to society's hidden heroes, an opportunity for you to thank those people that walked into your life and left a permanent footprint. In no more than 500 words, tell us your story by paying tribute to the one that helped you during a difficult time. Some gave money, some gave you a hug, and some just listened. No matter what, such heroes deserve a tribute. Email submissions to yoyo@radioislamlive.com. That's yoyo@radioislamlive.com. Fax to 011-854-7024 or drop off at our reception. A prize will be awarded to the winning tribute. Radio Islam International, 97 to 2017, 20 years of inspiration.
Great news, the overall winner walks away with 5,000 rand cash. And if your story is selected to play on air, you get a 300 rand voucher from Adegas in Wolfsburg.
Strength, a term defined exclusively by each individual per their personal support structure. When I hear the term, the thought of a single man comes to mind. An altruistic man with the softest of hearts, yet the boldest of personalities. A man with an imposing presence, an even stronger impression. Never unremembered by any who cross his path. A natural caregiver who finds helping others a second nature. This man, my husband, is my pillar of strength. Bearing my first premature child at the age of 19, a prosperous life with my husband seemed abound. Little did I know about the turbulent years that were to follow. Still coming to grips with motherhood, I found myself pregnant yet again, only to lose the baby after 4 days. This was merely the beginning of the many adverse years which have to pass. In the following years, I suffered 2 miscarriages. These trials have taken its toll, and I found myself on the brink of depression. The only rope stringing me along was the words of my husband, would continuously encourage me with, "Allah tests those that He loves. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah will not burden you with more than you can bear." His strength and resolute was enough for the both of us. At the age of 25, I gave birth to a baby boy. I was ultimately grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was not the end of the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for us. In the months that followed, we would come to find out that our son was afflicted with an extremely rare condition. Doctors were flabbergasted, and treatments were a shot in the dark, as there were no records of such a case. His joints were unable to extend or retract, and his growth was stunted. In an attempt to straighten his legs, doctors had wrapped his legs in a plaster cast for 2 years. I recall the unrelenting cries from my son, suffering excruciating pain for nights on end. As tedious as it was, I found the strength needed to deal with the situation in my husband, who did not make me feel in the least bit abandoned or deserted, and stood by my side throughout. There were times when my son went for operations that I had no strength. I had given up hope and felt utterly hopeless, tears rolling down his cheeks because of the excruciating pain he had to endure. He could not lift his hands to wipe away the tears because of his disability. This shattered me repeatedly, as he had over 30 operations. Whenever I turned around, I had a shoulder to cry on, my husband. He helped me care for this unique child. My son passed away in the year 2012 at the age of 30. This had completely shattered me, although he always summoned the tenacity to elevate my spirit and keep me from ever losing hope. Within 3 years after my son's death, my son-in-law had passed on, bringing my widowed daughter and 3 granddaughters back into our home. It was then that this happened, that I saw the virtuous caliber and vigorous durability of my husband. My husband, being the man that he is, supported their transition and continues to assist their daily lives. A father, a grandfather, a husband, and most definitely a pillar of strength. Allah Ta'ala grant him good help and Jannatul Firdaus for his sabur and patience. Submitted by Umi Samir.
Love, they said, burns you and builds you. But with you, there's no ash, just light. Command Kujuri.